Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, I just saw a, I wouldn't call it a warning. It's more like an advisory. That if you're headed to the mountains this weekend to see the beautiful fall colors.
Yeah.
You might want to give yourself a lot of time. They're expecting record numbers.
Oh.
Yeah. And I guess in some of the state parks, now I don't have a list of this, but I guess in some of the state parks, all the bathrooms are closed.
Oh, yeah. It's after Labor Day.
Yeah. You can't go potty.
They close them up after Labor Day, winterize them.
People are upset and blaming Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Why is it that way? Why do they close the bathrooms?
Because that's the official end of summer. You know, that's when they also close down a lot of public pools. And because I worked for the parks for so long, that's when we started winterizing all the shelters, bathrooms, swimming pools, stuff with water.
What do people do if you go to a state park? You've got to use the restroom.
Sometimes they provide a porta potty, but other times if they have one of those composting, you know, outhouses, they may even lock those up.
I don't agree. No, I'm just saying. Know. I mean, the parks are funded by taxpayers' money, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you have some public restrooms? I mean, they don't have to be much. All they have to be is just a cinder block building with a stainless steel commode, much like you'd see in a prison. That's all you got to have, but you got to give somebody. I'm watching one of the news reports, and people were really upset because they're caught off guard. Not too many people have the experience of the Parks and Recreation Department that you have, Sean Swallows.
Exactly.
So you get up there, and you got to go relieve yourself, and there's nowhere to go. Well, they're going to frown on you if you try to use the woods.
Totally.
Okay, so they're not going to be happy with you there because you're going to leave something behind. So you got to have a facility. Where do you go? You're out in the middle of a state park. What do you do if you don't have a Winnebago?
You're out of luck.
I didn't know the Labor Day rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the pools. I get the swimming pools. Yeah. It turns cool, and nobody's going to show up. It's more of an expanse. But a bathroom in a state park?
If it's got running water, you know, it could freeze at any time. We could get snow any day now.
Any day now.
And winter is right on us.
Well, if you're headed up
this weekend.
If you're headed up to the mountains this weekend, they are saying, they being whomever with the Department of Transportation, I suppose, they are saying that you might want to start like right now.
Right, just start heading up there.
Just start heading up there so when the sun comes up, you get to see the beautiful colors. I guess it's absolutely gorgeous right now. I've never made that trip.
Me either.
Have you?
Never.
You've lived here, what, 40 years?
Yes.
And you've never made the trip?
Never.
All right. I want to get this straight because you're the kind of guy, Sean, that will jump in the car with your wife for the weekend and drive to a hot springs or something, which is, you know, something that is very indigenous to Colorado and enjoy that. Why have you never gone to see the colors? You just don't give a crap.
It doesn't attract me to go drive around in traffic with bumper to bumper traffic, like they're saying, just to see the colors of the leaves. There's going to be so many pictures. I'll just look at those.
Oh, the beautiful reds.
I know.
The Colorado gold, they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the beautiful colors. Yeah, me either.
Yep, never been. Never felt the need to drive up there.
We're a bunch of schmucks.
Yeah.
I've gone well over a year. Now, I've been here about 14 or 15 years. I've gone well over a year without getting past Golden going west. I've never made it up to that Lookout Mountain.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone. I'm horrible about the mountains. I'm not a big mountain guy, you know.
Yeah, I didn't grow up going to the mountains. So as an adult, my wife kind of acclimated me, taking me to the hills. So we go, I mean, I think we went twice this year up to the mountains.
I've yet to go.
Oh.
I've not been since, let's see, when's the last time I was up there? I couldn't tell you.
Oh, man.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Okay, well, enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's people like us that leave more room for the people that do want to go.
Exactly.
If we all wanted to go, it would be a big situation.
Way worse.
It'd be awful.
So we're helping you.
So we're on your side.
I love it.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.